Just one halakha in the laws of Borer that we were studying. Sometimes on Shabbat the people have fish. For example, the carp fish or other fish that have bones. Based on what we understood, one generally is not allowed to take the pisonet from the ochel. He cannot take the bad from the good. So he wants to know how to eat these fish. Does he have to put it in his mouth and start chewing on bones and then debone it when it's in his mouth? Where Chas v'Shalom, it can be sakana, it can swallow a bone. Or do we say that no, when it comes to fish, for some reason, will allow, even when it's in his plate, for him to take out the bones that are inside? There is an opinion of Rabbeinu Hananel, and it's brought down as well in Sefer Ha'aruch, that when they refer to borer, the language is Shaborer psolet ha-me'orevet be'ochel ve'ena mechuberet. The lashon is that borer is only when two items are mixed together, but not attached. Just like, for example, we said that there's a permissibility to peel a banana on Shabbat. Are you taking the psolet? Because that's already attached to the banana. And therefore we said it's permissible. Although you have other restrictions. But from that standpoint, it's permissible. Similarly, based on these Rishonim, it should be permissible to take the bones out of the fish because the bones are attached to the fish. Not just that it's mixed up in the fish. Furthermore, if you remember, we learned an opinion that was brought down in the Biur Halakha from the Mara Abul Afya, that he held that it's permissible to take psolet from ochel bishat achila. Although we didn't take that opinion in the halakha, but we can be mitzaref that opinion over here as well, that bishat achila, there are those that want to say it's okay. And there's opinions that say that em borer ela begidule karka, that some say that there's only borer on things that grow from the ground, although we don't take that opinion either, but we can add that to the mix of sifikot. And therefore, based on all this, Hakam Avadya, as well as the Shemirat Shabbat Kelchetam, as well as most of the poskim hold, that it is permissible to debone fish while it's still in the plate, before you eat it. That means you want to take out the skeleton, you want to take out the shidra. Now, of course, if the bones are not attached to the fish, then one has to be careful. But if they're attached, mutar, and that's what he writes in Hazor of Ajach and Igdalin on Daf Kuf Tzadiva, mutar lebror b'shabbat ha'asamot ha'dakim shebetoch ha'dagim shken derech achilato ve'eno nechshav kemorer psolem betoch ochel. He says that's not considered borer. Ha'asamot shenifredu min ha'dagim, only the bones that separated or min ha'basar or from meat from that standpoint, shebetoch ha'salachat lo yibrerem nesalekam misham ela yitzadedem b'sidei ha'salachat. So again, halakha lemaaseh, mutar to do this type of borer on Shabbat. Some say that that's one of the reasons why the Ashkenazim chose to use what they call gefilte fish on Shabbat, because there's no bones, in order for them to alleviate themselves from this problem. But according to what we're saying today, there is no problem. They got bones that are attached to the fish on Shabbat.